This is Hassan, HASSAN, status AAD, dictating for Dr. Meyer Elder. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y. Last name is Mason, M-A-S-O-N. Date of birth is 06-15-1972. Again, 06-15-1972. Primary care physician, none. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up. Next paragraph.
Patient did have stress tests and treadmill stress test as well as...
Next paragraph, dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Mason in our cardiology clinic today. Who you know well is a very pleasant 40-year-old female with a past medical history, significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, peripheral artery disease, status post.
However, the stress, treadmill stress test was done over a year ago.
Revascularization of the right SFA on January 9 of 2013. Additionally, revascularization of the left SFA.
Relatively good exercise tolerance.
She also has a past medical history, significant for congestive heart failure, status post AICD placement in 2008, and coronary artery disease, status post 3x23mm stent to the right coronary artery, and 3.5x23mm overlapping stent on the posterior intraventricular branch stent of 2.5x40mm Endeavor stent. She has come into our cardiology clinic today for follow-up. Status post revascularization of her right lower extremity. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of right lower extremity sharp pain that has been. That has been going on for the past few weeks. In addition, the patient states that she has been having episodes of blurry vision bilaterally with associated headaches. Patient also can states that she has been experiencing left ear hearing loss and occasional ringing. Patient also states that she has been experiencing atypical type chest pains and occasional palpitations. Patient denies any syncope or presyncope attacks. She denies any orthopnea or PND. Patient denies any lower extremity edema, change in color of her skin, or any varicose veins. Next paragraph, past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, coronary artery disease. Number five, peripheral artery disease. Next paragraph, past surgical history, coronary catheter, number one, coronary catheterization and stenting, number two, peripheral angiography and revascularization, number three, AICD placement. Number, next paragraph, social history, patient has a significant history for smoking one pack a day for the past 10 years. Patient states that she has recently attempted to cut down via the use of nicotine gum. Patient denies any alcohol use or IV drug use. Next paragraph, family history. Patient's family history significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient's allergic to latex. Next paragraph, current medications. Please copy paste current medications list. From the cardiology consultation note on December 14, 2012, page 2. Please copy paste numbers 1 through 20. All medications. Please copy paste. Next paragraph. Physical examination on today's vital signs. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 112 over 79, pulse is 92, weight is 212 pounds, height is 5 feet 9 inches tall, BMI is 31.3. Please copy paste normal physical exam template. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, EKG. Done on. December 14, 2012. Show heart rate of 72 beats per minute, normal axis and sinus rhythm. Next number is the laboratory investigations. Done on January 10, 2013. CBC showed hemoglobin 13.4, WBC 10.7, RBC 4.17, hematocrit of 36.8, MCV 88.2, platelets 203. Chemistry panel done showed glucose of 323, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, chloride 101, BUN 16, creatinine 1.1. Lipid panel done on 1/10/2013. Showed cholesterol 206, triglycerides 179, HDL of 49. Next number, under diagnostic investigations. Chest. X-ray, done on December 21st, 2012. Findings indicated that there was an evident left-sided pacemaker. Pacing leads appear unchanged in position. The cardiac silhouette is normal. The lungs are clear without focal consolidation. Pneumothorax or pleural effusion. The thoracic cage is intact. The final impression of the X-ray was no acute pulmonary process. Next number is peripheral angiography. Done on January 9, 2013. The angiographic findings indicated that the left SFA had 70% proximal stenosis and mid with 90% focal lesion and 3-vessel runoff. The right SFA had proximal 70% stenosis and mid 70% and a distal focal 95% and 3-vessel runoff. The impression was severe peripheral artery disease, bilaterally SFA, successful revascularization of the right SFA. The final recommendation was stage intervention of the left SFA via the right groin. Next. Number under the diagnostic investigations. Please copy paste diagnostic investigations from December 14, 2012. Page 2, please include echocardiograph, cardiac stress test, cardiac catheterization, ABI, arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities. On page 4, please include pulmonary function test, CT of the head without contrast, computed tomography of the thorax for pulmonary embolism. Please copy and paste those from December 14, 2012. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. Patient has status post 3.0 by 23 millimeter stent to the right coronary artery and 3.5 by 23 millimeter overlapping stent to the right coronary artery. On today's visit, the patient stated that she has occasional episodes of chest pain and shortness of breath. Her most recent stress test, however, was negative. At this time, we have recommended for her lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, weight loss. Encourage her to continue on smoking cessation, in addition to continue on aspirin, Plavix, metoprolol, and capital pill therapy. Next number under assessment plan, number 2, valvular heart disease / congestive heart failure. She is status post AICD placement in 2008. Her recent echocardiography showed ejection fraction between 60 and 65% with severe mitral regurgitation to mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. We'll continue to monitor her valvular abnormality with serial echocardiography on the next follow-up visit. On last visit, we checked her AICD, and the result was normal. At this time, no further intervention is necessary. We have recommended for her to continue on a current medical regimen. Next number, peripheral artery disease. The patient is status post multiple revascularization of the lower limb arterial system, most recently. This one behind me. Most recently, the patient had a peripheral angiogram on January 9, 2013. The findings of this angiogram were that the left SFA had proximal 70% stenosis and the mid with 90% focal lesion and 3-vessel runoff. Additionally, the right SFA had this proximal 70% stenosis and mid 70% and distal focal 95% stenosis and 3-vessel runoff. The impression of the angiogram was severe peripheral artery disease bilaterally in the SFA. As a result, there was a successful revascularization of the right SFA done on January 9, 2013. The recommendation post revascularization and PA was to stage intervention of the left SFA via the right groin due to those findings. On today's visit, the patient states that her right lower extremity she has been experiencing occasional sharp pains. In addition, she has continued to experience the claudication in her left lower extremity. More so now she has left lower limb intermittent claudication, Rutherford class 2. On today's visit, We have recommended and set up a peripheral angiogram via the right groin to intervene her left SFA, which was found to have stenosis on her angiography done in January 2013. At this time, she has also been recommended lifestyle modification in the form of regular exercise, balanced diet, low in fat content, high in fibers, and additionally encouraged to continue her efforts of smoking cessation and to continue on her current medications. We'll see the patient back following her peripheral angiogram in February, which has been scheduled for February 25th, 2013. Now, next number, hypertension. The patient's blood pressure on today's visit was patient's blood pressure is 112 over 79, which is within optimal range. We have recommended for her to continue on her current medical regimen of calcipro, metoprolol, diltiazem, and hydrochlorothiazide therapy. Our goal is to continue keep her blood pressure below 130 over 90. Next number, hyperlipidemia. We recommend for her to continue on her simvastatin therapy. Our goal is to have her LDL below 70. We will continue to monitor her with liver function tests and lipid panel tests. Next number, diabetes mellitus. The patient is currently using insulin. However, she states that she has not used the metformin that was prescribed to her in the past several weeks. Patient's blood glucose at this point is poorly being managed. In addition, the patient has been showing symptoms of worsening diabetes control, including the blurry vision, and also now she has episodes of hearing loss. As a result, we have recommended and referred her to an endocrinologist, Dr. Sala, to better assist us in managing her diabetes. We recommend her to keep a tight glycemic control and to have her HbA1c under 7%. We will follow up the patient after her appointment with Dr. Sala to continue to monitor. Period. Next number, hearing loss. On today's visit, the patient was complaining of left-sided hearing loss with occasional ringing. The patient stated that this has been going on for about a week or so. Patient's hearing loss may be due to her worsening diabetes, for which we've referred her to an endocrinologist for. However, at this time, we have also given her a referral to see a ear, nose, and throat doctor, Dr. Toma, to assess the underlying cause of her hearing loss. We will follow up with the patient after she visits Dr. Toma to get a better understanding of her symptoms. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Mason. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Ms. Mason back in about 2 months. In the meantime, she is to follow up with her referral to the endocrinologist and a primary care physician.
Date of birth is.
Next paragraph. Sincerely, Hassan, HSSA, and SAD, SAAD, medical student, dictating for Dr. Maher, elder with all board certifications. This is the end of dictation.